I'm Delta Work, and it's time for Very Delta. Six is here, but first, do you want to see me go off? Because I think you want to see me go off.
M. Oh. M. Mom!
Are you a lady like me? Introspective, beautiful. Oh, are you intellectual like me? Beguiled by a bargain? You like wild times? Oh, like me? Are you serving the community like me? Well, if you are, then you must be Very Delta.
I'm Delta Work, and this is Very Delta, a luxury public access podcast and YouTube talk show where I look gorgeous, speak extemporaneously, and invite fascinating people to sit on the couch and get Very Delta. Very Delta is for the woman who once read an authorized biography on the beach, and it was terrific. But first, let's get into some things that are Very Delta.
Go off Delta!
I do a thing sometimes where it's like this is like wide-eyed, and then this is like sparkly eyes. Wide eyes, sparkly eyes. This looks more genuine because it feels like I don't mind if my wrinkles show, like, right? This is like ecstasy, like, but then this is like professional. What about when people say professional? There's people that have like a thing where they talk and they're like, oh, that's lovely. It's professional. Like their teeth don't close. Oh my gosh. Or when people say human instead of human. 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 How come it's Arkansas, but it's Kansas? You feel me? Like if you took the A-R away from Arkansas, it would be Kansas. So why is it Arkansas, but it's not Kansas? Like, where are you from? Oh, I live in Kansas. How come we don't say that? How come we don't say Arkansas? That's weird. Well, who decided that? Who? Arkansas. There's other ones. I don't know what other ones there are, but there's other ones. There's people out there that do that. There's people out there that do that. There's people. And it's not even a speech impediment. I think it's like a thing where people like purposely, you know, like what was that language that people were doing? It's like a continental accent that was popular in like the 40s to maybe the late 50s or something like that. And they would say like, call the detectives and fast. Like that's how they would speak. I don't know what that is. It's not exactly the same, but it's a thing. It's a affectation, a vocal affectation. I feel like there's a booger breathing up and down in my nose. Ooh, that sounded like a fart. You know when you hear a fart noise and then you try to make the fart noise happen again, but people are like, you farted. And you're like, I did not fart. I swear it's my shoe. Producer Mark wears Hoka shoes and they fart. They're not as bad anymore because I feel like he broke them in, but I almost bought some too. I saw them at the store and I was like, I should get those. I want to start at the tire shop. What am I responsible for at the tire shop? I have spent 2 afternoons in this past month at the tire shop because I've had nails in my tires. I don't think anyone's sabotaging me. I think it's just I live in a new place and I'm driving sort of the same route. And there's some of my neighbors are Jawas. So like I can tell they just load up their trucks with just shit. I don't know if they do scrap metal or what they do, but I think there's like findings and nails and needles and whatever comes from scrap places are in these trucks. So I think they fall out. And I think it's just, you know, it's just going to happen. It has happened. And of course, I got my tires at America's Best a long time ago, not that long ago. But every time I have gotten new tires, they give you that package where it's like pay, I don't know, $40 more each tire. And then for the life of the tires, you can come in and we'll either patch whatever's fucked up or we'll rotate them or we'll replace the tire. They do it all. I highly, highly, highly suggest doing that. But what I don't understand when I go there is you walk in and they have this little something. They have this thing that they bring out when you're in line and they're like, hey, how can I help you? And I go, oh, I can tell that I have like something wrong with my back rear tire because the readout says like 19 PSI or whatever, and it's not supposed to be 19. And so it's losing tire pressure. So I need you to check that out. And in my impression, I'm going to need to give them like my information. So the guy takes it out, types my name in, types my phone number. Now, if you've been there as many times as I have and you're a customer who's spent, I don't know, I feel like every time you go get new tires, it's, I don't know, I drive a sedan. So $800, $900, something like that. And then you do those add-ons. Wouldn't your name be in a system? So what do you need this information? Like, how does that not connect from here to there? So anyway, I give him that and he says, all right, someone will be with you. I thought I was going to walk in and just hand my keys over and go, hey, this is my name. Can you check it out? And then they were just going to come to me. So anyway, he takes it, goes away, and then comes back and goes, all right, let's go see what's wrong with your car. Well, no, let's not do anything. Like, I don't want to go back outside to the parking lot with you because there's no light I can shed on this that you're not going to already shed. Like, you work here. I just drive around in the car and I'm the one that like just sets down that like almost maxed out American Express card. And I'm just like, please just like make it so. Make it so if we have to. But, you know, normally they're not going to put anything on there because everything's covered, and they haven't put anything on there because everything's covered. But we go out and the guy's like, oh, please. Bending down and he's touching the tires. He's like this, touching them, and he's looking at it and he looks up at me. You drive a lot, huh? I'm like, I mean, no more than anyone else. I just, you know, around like my home and like drive a couple of counties away like twice a month. Like, not that much. Oh, yeah. Gotta check these out. You know what? I might as well go check out the other ones as well. And I feel like the reason for that would likely be an upsell. Like, the idea is to put it in your mind that we've got to check out all these tires because we want you to be safe, boss. We want you to be safe, chief. We want you to be safe, my guy. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm your chief. I'm your boss. I'm your guy. Like, bring it. Like, it's all good. I'm not afraid. But why did I have to leave the air-conditioned place with like the nice chairs and the free Wi-Fi to walk outside with you? What am I going to do for you? I would think that this machine would have said, this person has the pro package. They've been here this many times. We can see that every time they buy tires, they've bought tires here. There's nothing we can upsell to them. So just take the keys, go out there, swing the car around, have the person pop off the tire, put it in the water and spin it around and go, this can be repaired with a patch, or this needs to have the tire replaced. Whatever it is, I don't need to leave the air conditioning to go outside and watch you. I feel like when I go out, I feel like that little boy when I was 11 years old and my stepdad was like, hold the flashlight under the car for me. And I'm like standing there thinking like, how do I respond to this guy? Because every time he's like, oh, yeah. Ooh. And I'm kind of like, right? I know, right? Oh, my God. Like, what do I say? Like, how do I agree but not agree? Because I don't want it to be like, I know what you're talking about. Because then as soon as we walk back in, there's this chart and it's got these green lines and it's got like two red lines and then like maybe a yellow line. He's like, looked at your tires. You're about here. And so he points somewhere in the green. And I'm like, oh, yeah, no, yeah, I know, right? Like, no, I don't know what that means. Like, I'm trusting you to know that I bought these tires 4 years ago and the life expectancy of them is 6 years. And I think they should last about 6 years. So if I need new tires, just tell me. But that information meant nothing to me because he didn't have anything to tell me about that information. He just said, so you're doing good. We'll check this out. And I will say, America's best. I got to give it to you. Every time I've gone in there, if they tell me, if I walk in at 1 and they say it's going to be ready at 3:30, it's ready probably within an hour. Like, they kick ass. They are on it. They've never been nothing but good and kind. I have nothing but kind things to say about the service. I'm just curious as to why you think I have to go outside and help you. I don't know what I'm talking about. Trader Joe's banana pudding ice cream let me down. I'm telling you, Trader Joe's banana pudding ice cream has let me down. I love banana pudding. It is my go-to dessert across the board. Bad banana pudding, good banana pudding, your mom's banana pudding, your dad's banana pudding. For all of it, I like it all. And I'm going to say that I will eat the banana pudding ice cream. If we're at someone's house and they serve it and they go, isn't this great? I'm going to go, this is delicious. Thank you for thinking of me. I think it's wonderful. But I'm here to tell you, it's not all that. It's really not. I don't think it's got that much banana in it. I think if they use fresh banana and like a vanilla wafer and vanilla ice cream, I think they maybe should have squirted a little more banana extract in it. Or I think we could make a cocktail with 99 bananas and the banana pudding ice cream. Like that, I'm down for. But as it exists, everyone's peeing and swearing that it's just so good. It is not all that. It's okay. But I'm not like, whoa, like you let my ass have it. And I think Trader Joe's, like, love Trader Joe's. My friend Joey works at Trader Joe's in Cerritos and he kicks ass. But, you know, I think Trader Joe's is kind of a place where you want to have like wacky fun foods. Like that's what it's sort of become. And the idea of a banana pudding ice cream, like I was with it. And people have recently been tagging me in it. And they're like, oh, did you know about this? And I do have to say, like, I don't think you're fucking listening to the podcast if you're asking me if I've tried banana pudding ice cream, because I fucking talked about it like 3 times already. So if you bring me this, that means to tell me that you're not listening. And I'm just letting you know that you like me, but you don't love me if you've never heard me talk about banana pudding ice cream from Trader Joe's. Because baby, I was on it. I was with it. I had it before it started getting all crazy on TikTok. They brought that shit out a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? You think I got to this point without trying all the ice creams? I've tried all the ice creams. Bring me the new shit. I want the new shit, the new shit. I haven't had the pumpkin frosty. That's one I haven't had. But that's just barely coming out. It should be out already, I think. Fuck, I gotta go get that. I'm gonna get that on the way home. That's what I'm gonna get, a pumpkin frosty. And then I'll try the pumpkin cold brew. I'm telling you right now, I already know that I'm gonna have to get my own cup and probably mix the pumpkin frosty half and then half pumpkin cold brew and mix that shit together. And it's gonna be correct. It's gonna be a very, very creamy treat. That's how I'm gonna do it. That's how I'm going to do it. Do you want to see me take a break? I think you want to see me take a break.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime. Yeah,
and under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is. You won't be able to look away as you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. Can you imagine setting your son up to seduce a king? Girl, I couldn't take my eyes off the screen as I watched this historical psychodrama unfold. The show is full of wit, scandal, and action in a genre-bending story that is as sexy and audacious as it gets. You need to check it out. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and on the Stars app. Yesterday, I ran a bunch of errands, and all I really wanted was a hot dog. That's what I really, really wanted. So I went to 7-Eleven to get one of their spicy big bites. And the guy, you can't serve it yourself. They have to serve it for you at this location. So he gave me the thing, and I opened it up in the car, and the bun is in a wrapper, and then the hot dog is sitting next to it. I'm like, oh, they really went all out. So I don't put anything on it. I just eat it like that. And I took the hot dog out and I put it in the bun, and then I took a bite of it. And I, at first, when I felt the hot dog, I was like, it does feel a little cold, but I mean, the air probably got to it. No, it was from the refrigerator. So I didn't eat. I took a bite of it and then I just spit the bite back out. So I feel like because I didn't eat it, I probably lost weight. I think that's like a tip. You know what I mean? Like, just get the food from an inferior place and then you don't eat it. I drink a water like almost this big, but I didn't buy this kind. I bought the President's Choice or whatever. You know, it's all the same. They say it's different, but it's not different. Although a lot of people are like, oh, no, it's all about Voss. All about, do you remember Volvic water? You don't remember that? It was a thing. Anyway, volcanic water is supposed to be the best for you because it's like so crispy and good. Well, it's supposed to taste the best. I don't know. I miss Naya water. Did you ever have Naya water? You're too young for Naya water.
We're the same age.
We are not the same age.
You're exactly the same age.
You just treat your body better. That's why you look so damn good. Okay, ready? Are we ready, Mark? She is an Emmy award-winning makeup artist, and she is gorgeous, 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 times six. It's six.
Thank you.
Hi,
Hi.
Six.
How are you?
Good.
You look amazing.
You look amazing.
Thank you.
We were talking off camera about this idea of like cheating for camera. And I know that's not the way to live your life behind the camera. But sometimes you have to. Sometimes you're like, let me cover up a stain or, you know, let me cover up a thing. Do you ever have to do that? Have you ever had to do that?
Every single day of my life.
Really?
Yeah. I think I live so hyper vigilantly in my life, where I am constantly thinking about what's going on near or around me.
Right.
I'm so hyper aware of my surroundings and who I am and the space that I take up that once I've gotten through all of that, then I start being aware of the space you're taking up and this person next to you is taking up. And it just kind of overrules my life. It's kind of a sickness.
You think it is?
I think it's a sickness. Yeah, because I was talking to a friend of mine the other day and I said, I just don't know how to just relax and just be at peace.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been going to hypnotherapy. It's been working.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a little less tied to the results.
Okay.
And just more about walking through the doors that are available and just letting go and being the best that I can be. But when it comes to like stains and things like that, I'm very aware of it. And I know how I react when I see something on somebody else because I'm so hypervigilant.
Right.
So it's just kind of like me being my own best assistant.
You know, I think that probably comes from living your life both in front of the camera and behind the camera. You're totally aware at all times that you have to be the best model.
Yeah.
And you have to be a makeup artist and a hairdresser. You have to be able to do all of those things.
Therapist.
Everything.
Yeah.
You have to be able to look at something and go, I could style that if I had to.
Yeah.
Right?
Of course.
And so it makes you just vigilant.
Well, I mean, I think we grew up in a time where, you know, as queer people, for me anyway, I was so aware of my surroundings and the way that people were taking me in because they called so many things out about me that were wrong or didn't fit in or didn't sit well with them. And I became very early on so aware of who I was, how I walked, how I talked, how I dressed, the people that I surrounded myself with, the kind of grades that I got, how I would interact with different people at different times. And I think that I can safely, like, I can assume that for most queer people, we've all had to grow up being something that we're not.
Right.
So then when you start trying to peel back the layers of authenticity and figuring out who you are as a person, it's like you got to make a lot of mistakes. And I've made so many mistakes. I grew up with drag. Right. You know, I was 14 the first time I got put in drag. I couldn't get out of it. And it's just kind of weird how that path has led me along the trajectory that I'm on now and where I'm at. But
right.
Yeah.
We have, like, obviously, like, when you say that, it brings me to this sort of way that I've had to or chosen to live my life, especially in the last few years. And that is that I only want to be around people who know me at my absolute worst, but they only champion my best.
Yeah.
Like, I have to be in that space. And if that means whittling down just to a handful of people with a leftover finger or two, that's absolutely fine with me. And so we've known each other in the capacity of professionally as a hairdresser and a makeup artist on a project. We've known each other just most recently showing up to do a brunch together and a good old fashioned game of dress up drag show.
Yeah.
We know each other in so many different capacities. And that's something that I've always known about you is when you are around people, you, because you do have that critical eye, you don't like other people to be put in a situation where somebody might find something to tear down at them.
Yeah.
And even like right here, you might say to me off camera, like, hey, get over here, touch this, touch that.
Yeah.
Because you know what would maybe break my heart if I wasn't aware that I could have controlled that.
Yeah.
And when you see it in other people, like, that's just like, that's the type of people I like being around.
Yeah. I think that I'm just a very direct person when it comes to seeing things that can be fixed, finding the solution. And I really honestly won't say anything to anybody about it unless I know I can be the solution.
Absolutely. That's who you are.
Yeah.
I know that about you. Like, because I've experienced it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. We are here.
We are here.
But you were also there.
I've been everywhere.
You have. Tell me about it.
It's been incredible. You know, the last 5 years of my life has really just been something otherworldly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went, you know, I'm a queer person finding myself. I lost my best friend when I was in my 30s. And it just, she was my mirror. She was the person that showed me who I was and would tell me, like, girl, you're not quite who you used to be. And she would keep me on track. When I lost her, I just lost every part of me. And I started falling really deep into the things that people who are lost do.
Mm-hmm.
Lost people, lost souls, lost things, and just trying to feel better about myself. I ended up not having a home and being severely addicted to things that you don't want to be addicted to. And, you know, I made a decision to get sober 6 years ago. It's been 6 years ago in a couple weeks. It'll be 6 years total.
So you're purposely branding your sobriety.
6 years sobriety, okay. 6 years the name. Six is really just following me everywhere. But the We're Here thing just happened so quickly. The drag thing happened so quickly. You know, I was at a really low point in my life and I didn't know what I could do with my life. I had come to Hollywood. I had worked on all the shows. I had done makeup. I had done hair. I had met all the people. I'd been to all the parties. And 6 months into it, I was like, okay, now what's next? You know, that bucket list that I thought that I was going to create for myself that was long lasting, lifelong lasting, I had done in 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I just became really bored. And I became lost and I found myself very lonely. This town can be very lonely.
Mm-hmm.
And I found myself very alone with my thoughts. And, you know, the short story is that I found myself. The long story is that I have always questioned my ability and my capability of being able to do things. But I knew I was great at drag.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I was great at doing drag. I had no wigs. I had no makeup. I had nothing. I didn't even have a home. And I went to FUBAR and found an old friend of mine, Ray Latre, who said to me, she was the first person that said to me, she said, if you do this drug, I'm never going to talk to you again. And she didn't. And it was quite lonely having, you know, to go through that by myself. But when I got sober, I found her again and I said, hey, I'm clean and I want to do drag. And she was like, come, bitch, bring what you got. Started doing drag and like 6 months later was asked to do makeup for the show. And I didn't even have a kit.
Wow.
I didn't even have a kit. But I mean, what do you do in this business?
Right.
When they say, can you hula hoop? You go, yeah. And you go home, you figure out how to hula hoop and you show up the next day at 6 a.m. and you will do everything you can to make sure that hula hoop wraps around your waist at least three times.
Right.
Yeah.
And it took it all the way to an Emmy.
It took it all the way to the Emmys.
Yeah, it did.
What a dream.
Yeah.
You know, I have always wanted to travel the world, and I got a call from Todrick Hall last summer, And he said, do you have a passport? And I said, yeah, I do. Because during the pandemic, I thought to myself, one day I'm going to be asked to go somewhere and I better have my shit together.
Right.
You know, that's a great thing about the universe. The universe doesn't react if you're not willing to participate. So how ready am I to travel the world if I'm not ready to travel the world? So I got my passport, not realizing that one day I would get the call. And Todrick called me and he said, do you have your passport? I need you to go on this tour with me in Europe. And I was like, yeah. And when do we leave? And he said, tomorrow.
Wow, that's fast.
And I haven't stopped traveling with him for the last year.
Yeah.
I've been all over the world, all over the world.
What are some of the places that you've loved to see?
I think London. London's always been such a huge fascination for me. I have such a huge fascination for the monarchy and for all things British.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the Canary Islands were so fantastic because I had never been to someplace that tropical. Mm-hmm. I've been to Hawaii. I mean, obviously, that's where we filmed the episode. That's where the Emmy was won from. And Hawaii's great. It's a beautiful place. I loved it so much. But the Canary Islands was on another level for me. Right. You know, it was like Jurassic Park, and on one island and on the other, it was complete desert. And Spain's just so beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, when you say London, I immediately can see why that, like where that comes out even in your fashion choices.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much of a punk influence in what you do.
Yeah.
But then it's elevated. Do you know what I mean? It's not like a copy, like I'm going to a punk party, so let me put on my punk outfit.
Yeah.
It's a point of view. It really is a statement. And so you always incorporate elements of that in what you wear. Do you feel like that? I mean, is it?
Because I feel like that's like who I am.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like when it's your skin, it looks great.
Yeah.
Right? It's like when you put on, I know right away when I put on somebody else's clothing, it feels like somebody else's clothing. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Unless I find something like the shirt, you know, I said, Willem, do you have something I can wear? I need like a punk t-shirt. I have been through mine. I'm bored with it. And I went and picked this up and great. I know it's going to look good on me. I know it's going to feel good on me because it's everything of who I am.
Right.
I think that that's just like, especially in drag and in life, just finding your authenticity and being authentically who you are. Mm-hmm. It's like, I loved the drag that I grew up with when people were like, oh, I'm going to do a ballad. And I'm like, you don't really do ballads well, right?
Yeah.
But like, what do you do well? Like, what music did you grow up with? Like, what music did you like scream in the shower? What music do you belt when nobody's listening? That's the music you should do.
100% true.
Right?
100% true.
And I grew up with like Stevie Nicks and Joan Jett and the Eurythmics, Michael Jackson, Janet, Madonna. Like Madonna, I feel like, you know, raised me as mm-hmm. a child. I lived in so many different places growing up as a kid up until I was 14 that the only thing I would really see consistently throughout my life was her. I could turn on the tube and there she was, you mm-hmm. know? So I feel like her transforming and who she is and watching her grow helped enable me to grow and gave me some sort of stability.
Do you go out and drag aside from like,
no.
like say we're coming, you came here and drag.
Yeah.
Would you stop at 7-Eleven and go in drag to grab something? Or are you like?
Yeah, for sure.
See, I'm so like, I can't.
Not a big bite.
Not a big bite.
No, definitely not a cold one.
Let's take a break.
Yeah?
Yes,
good.
Girl.
I was so nervous.
About what?
You know what, Delta? I
knock it off.
Before anything else, I'm always going to be a fan.
Stop.
You know, I love drag so much. And when I first moved to Los Angeles, you were always so kind to me.
Aww,
from the very moment I met you. I met you at Dreamgirls in the back room. I came in with Detox. She was working that night. And I just gravitated to you. You're so beautiful, so professional, so gorgeous. And then when you get to see you perform, like you're one of the girls for me that I come from that school of drag.
Yeah.
Where drag was making the words come out of your mouth.
Yeah.
You know, It wasn't.
Thank you. That's
the backflip and the splits and, you know.
So you don't like my dance numbers.
I love your dance numbers. I love the one highly where you take your head and put it behind you.
Highly choreographed.
And then lick your toe.
Right.
It's the best.
Right. I like to lick other people's toes.
I have some.
You do?
I have 10 of them.
You do?
Yep.
I'm told that I have toes.
I love it.
I haven't seen them, but I know.
Let me see.
Yeah. Sonique actually lifted this up and proved to everybody that I have them. Do you remember that?
I saw.
She said, there's a possum in the woods.
You said, she's a hoot.
Beyond.
She's a hoot. She's also one of those people that has been so supportive, so kind, but she's one of those people that's going to tell you exactly what she's thinking.
Yeah, yep. She is.
No holds barred.
It's so interesting how many of our friends that are like, drop dead gorgeous and are the ones that people think like, oh, they're probably a bitch.
Yep.
And they're like the ones who absolutely don't buy into any kind of hype.
Nope.
They love being quote unquote not beautiful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she's one of those people that's just like, she knows how to turn it on.
Yeah.
But the thing of it is that it's not a character. She's,
that's who she is.
She's just beautiful.
I know.
And she always has given me little bits of wisdom where I'm like, is that really coming from you, girl?
Yeah.
Because I remember when I first met her, I was like, oh, you know, quote unquote, just a sexy blonde.
Pretty girl.
Yeah.
Pretty girl,
no,
not much there.
Like she has she's dropped wisdom where I'm like, I hear it and I'm like, oh, okay, what? Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. So Nicole dropped wisdom to you, like where you think, where did you read that from?
Yeah.
And then the more you get to know her, you realize it's because she's lived it.
Yeah.
You have to live that kind of wisdom. It can't be taught and you can't read it to yourself.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
We are back with six, and you know, sometimes it happens a lot because I love the people that come here, people who interest me, you know what I mean? And of course, this all started with my friends.
Yeah.
And sometimes I forget when we're talking off camera or on camera, so I think it's just, it gets what it gets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, when the door's open, honey, the breeze will come in.
Yeah, and we know. Did Sonique teach you that? Where did that come from?
No, I've opened the door, and the funny thing is the breeze actually
literally
does come in.
It came in and it just blew your hair.
Yeah.
You had no choice.
Crazy.
How much work does all of this take, would you say? I mean, I don't mean just the look, your body, your positivity, all of it.
I mean, it's taken me 40, I'll be 47 October 7th, 2nd. Uh-huh. Sorry, 47 October 2nd. I'll be 6 years sober September 2nd. Mm-hmm. So I am 47 years plus 6 years of actual pure work on who I am mm-hmm. up here, right? I have thought I knew who I was growing up. I thought I knew where I belonged. I thought I knew where I fit in. I pushed against those doors so hard my whole life. And I guess that's why I got so physically strong, mm-hmm. but mentally it tore me down not being able to open them. Mm-hmm. And so now I just open the doors that are available to open.
Right.
And I walk through them and I just kind of let the universe give me what it has for me. Because the thing about the child that I was such a hope and a dreamer that I know that the universe heard every last one of those hopes and dreams.
Mm.
And I know that the universe has written them down for me, knows exactly what I wanted when I was a child. I knew the life path that my life was going to take on at a very young age. I just didn't know as an adult how to make those dreams happen.
Right.
So I know the universe has got me. And I'm just going to keep walking through everything that says yes. And anything that says no for me is not for me.
When I ask, like, what, how long does all this take in a day? Like, say you're going to get up and do drag. Do you like work out that day? Are there only certain days when you work out?
I work out every single day.
Okay,
And it's less for physical and more for mental.
Okay,
right? Because when you are sick and you're doing the things that sick people do, I spent so much time, energy, and money doing that stuff that it had to be replaced with something else. Mm-hmm. So if I don't get to the gym, my brain wants me to revert back to what I know is comfort.
Right.
Right. So if I don't go to the gym, if I don't feel sore in my body, I start feeling sore in my mind.
Okay.
You know, so the gym is not about being physically fit. It's about being mentally fit. Mm-hmm. It's just something that I got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you, you know, so we hear that word, people say, oh, my cheat day is this day, that day. Do you have a cheat day, or do you just like when you think that you want something, you have it, and you just involve that, like that I've just committed to the fact that I enjoyed that?
Yeah.
How does that work?
I eat and drink whatever I want.
Okay.
I don't have any. I do have this thing with alkaline water though, versus regular water.
Okay.
I feel like alkaline water If you do the research, our bodies are so acidic that alkaline water really replaces all that acidity in our body, mm-hmm. and seasickness and disease really thrives well in acidity.
Okay.
So replacing all that fluid with alkalinity really makes it difficult for the body to harbor sickness and illness.
Wow.
So that's the only thing that I'm like, no. I cannot drink anything but alkaline water.
Is there alkaline Diet Coke, do you think? Like, is that a thing or no?
Just telling them that I want to do a Coke taste test with you.
Okay.
I don't believe this theory in where you actually believe diet versus Coke Zero is different.
I the reason I believe so is because I feel like Coke Zero tastes like, it tastes like a Coke to me.
Yeah.
Right? And that Diet Coke is trying to not taste like a Coke. Like, it has its own formula that's not, like, there's no elements where they're trying to replace to make it taste like a Coke.
Got it.
I don't know. That's just, like, that. I mean,
we also grew up at a time where, like, aspartame was, like, new.
Right?
And it was the thing, and everybody was doing it. And do you think there's a difference between Diet Pepsi and Diet Coke?
Taste-wise?
Yeah.
100%. I can taste it. I would say one of the editors of this show, Doug, sent me a message the other day, and it was a picture of a drive-thru. Uh-huh. And he was like, what drive-thru am I at? And there wasn't really many telltale signs. I was trying to zoom in on the cups or the uniform, but I couldn't. And I, when he sent that to me, like, I felt a little bit broken because I was like, he really did stump me. I really can't tell. And I pride myself on saying, all right, I'm a lazy pig. There's got to be something in that I have over everyone else. You should be able to tell those fucking uniforms by now, bitch. And he stumped me. And I was like, fuck. I was like a wounded cat. Like, you ever seen those cats that, like, something happened to them and they drag their back feet and they're trying to walk? That's how I felt until this morning. And when I woke up this morning, I was like, you know what? I'm going to see six. It's going to be fine. Like, it's a new day. But I felt really broken. So I feel like I could reclaim that if somebody brought in, like, a Diet Coke, a Tab. Do you remember Tab?
Tab, I do.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But there's people that say that they can taste the difference in bottled water.
Do you remember Pepsi Clear?
Oh, my God, yes. Ugh. Do you remember back in the day, Diet Pepsi cans used to, like, the D was higher and then the P was lower, like that.
Yeah.
And it said, with a kiss of lemon.
No. Nope.
That was the thing, kiss of lemon.
Do you do that?
Will you squeeze
a lime or a lemon?
I don't, but if they give it to me at a bar, I'll drink
it. You'll do it?
Yeah, I'll drink it.
No.
You don't
like
it?
What about an iced tea?
I like iced tea with lemon, but I'll drink it without. But I would prefer it with lemon.
See, I'd prefer it without.
You prefer it without. Do you put any sweetener or anything in it?
No.
No?
No.
No, because that's acidic. And you're going to die.
I just honestly don't like the taste of anything artificial.
Yeah.
I used to, but I don't know. Something happened.
Did you ever eat a Wow chip? Do you remember Wow chips?
I don't.
They had Olestra/Olean in them. And basically the idea was your body could not absorb the fat. So people were eating these and they were like basically a quote unquote diet chip because the type of oil was Olean/Olestra. I'm not sure which way it goes, but one's the brand name, one's the something. The brand that they would put on the chips, Wow. So it'd be Wow Doritos, Wow Ruffles. And you would eat them and your body wouldn't absorb that fat. So you were not gaining weight from it. So people were like, well, shit, I'll eat the whole bag.
All of them.
The problem was because that fat would not get absorbed, it would come out exactly as it went in. So people were shitting their brains out. And you never felt like your ass was clean because it was oily. Bitch. I know about this. And like, it was like, I don't know. Like, maybe if you dye something and you don't put gloves. You've ever dyed someone's hair and you're like, I don't need gloves. I'm good.
Yeah.
And then you know what I'm talking about. Or when you frost. Well, I say frost someone's hair. How old am I? And you get like the white marks.
Oh, the burn.
Yeah. It burns. Yeah, yeah. But you're burnt. Like, I'm a tough bitch. I can do this.
I used to do it with black hair dye.
Okay.
I worked in a salon and my nails, my skin.
Fucked.
Just black. Yeah, all over. Yeah. Yep. Just looking dirty.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, manic panic, all of it.
Yeah. And people used to be like, that's not healthy for you. And I was like, I just saw you at the club last night. Don't tell me what's not healthy for me.
Right. You know?
Those girls.
Yeah. I do like, I don't know if you use glue on your nails. I use the little sticky tabs.
I do too.
Yeah. But some people will do the glue over and over and I get it. But like, girl, your nails will weep after a while.
Or the ear.
Those girls
that super glue, their ears.
They're crying. The ears are so sad.
And they're like, I just put makeup over it. And I'm like, you have a full open wound. And a wound on your ear.
Yeah.
And that skin is, oh, that's like your.
It is. It's the same kind of skin.
Yeah.
Like the area around there, around your ear. Yeah.
Super glue it to your balls.
Yeah.
See what that.
Have you ever super glued your balls or anything to your balls before?
No. I've actually never even taped anything to my parts.
Really?
No, I don't know how that.
Yeah.
Have you ever?
No, but I've seen Detox.
Oh, same. She's actually the reason why I won't do it.
Yeah.
Have you seen her try to pull it off?
I've seen her pull it. I've actually seen her leave it inside my suitcase. And I took it out and I'm like, what is this? Like, it looks like a diagram of like a uterus. Like the way she like, oh my God, let's take a break. We are back with Six. We are talking about everything and also none of it at the same time.
Everything and nothing.
Nothing.
All at the same time.
This is the part of the show where we open letters.
My favorite.
Read me, Delta!
And they send these letters in beautifully, sometimes in beautiful stationery like this. I don't have my letter opener with me right now. I normally
Where is this elusive letter opener?
I have a lot of them. And I'm supposed to bring them from home. And I forgot today. I forgot a lot of things today, but you know, whatever.
You got a nail.
I have a nail.
And you always have the best nails.
Thanks.
You do. The color is always right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
On days when I have to do more than one episode, which is, you know, usually we do two.
Yeah.
Sometimes we do three. Sometimes we have to do one. I try to think like, what am I wearing? Because I don't know if I'm going to have time to change out nails.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you would like to send a letter, send it to readmedelta@gmail.com. Questions, queries, I would say comments, but you know, we don't always want all their comments.
Lock.
But you can make some comments. And then if they're shitty, you know, I take this opportunity as a learning space and a learning tool. So while Six takes the smart adult route, which is to just stop the conversation, I am ignorant and petty. And so if somebody says something shitty, I have to like read it back to them. I follow this guy on TikTok and Instagram, and his name is Jackson, and he's a lawyer, and he's a public speaker, and he teaches people how to entertain conversations that are difficult or how to respond.
Yeah.
And one of the things he says is when somebody says something shitty to you, and you can ask them, did you mean for that to hurt my feelings?
Yeah. Was that your intention?
Was that your intention? Yeah. And I thought, that's so succinct.
Yeah.
Especially like not a stranger, but like somebody in your family or a friend that might be trying to like read you sort of out of school. Cause you know, I believe there's people that don't hate us.
And just don't know.
There's people that hate how anointed we are.
Yeah.
How other people find enjoyment or pleasure or align themselves with the same thinking, not because we're better, but because they're like, I kind of see it that way too.
Yeah.
You know, so there's other people out there that don't like that.
Yeah.
They don't like that anointment. You know what I mean? Dear Delta, what are your favorite hors d'oeuvres? You don't talk about them. Do you not like them? They're appetizers you eat when you're standing up. Aren't all appetizers good? Thanks a million. Very Vanna. Vanna, I love appetizers. I'm glad you asked. My favorite kind of appetizers involve cheese or a cracker, a dip. I love all hors d'oeuvres. I feel like when people, like when you're at a party and there's like the pass, you know what I mean? I always feel strange when I can tell I really am going to like it, like just by looking at it. And I want like three of them.
Yeah.
But like that is not, you know, like when you eat family style dinner, you serve a portion knowing everyone's going to have a portion of this. And then if there's something left, then you can have a little bit more. But, you know, I just don't want to be piggy.
Yeah, but hors d'oeuvres, you know they're coming back out with another tray.
True. I don't know. I don't want people to think like
that. Have you ever seen Jackie B eat an hors d'oeuvre?
No.
She'll do it standing up and she's not afraid to hold out her hand and use it as a plate and grab several.
Oh, that's smart.
I loved it.
You know, they say that if you stand up while you're eating, you don't gain weight because it just goes right through you. So that could be the thing. Maybe less meals, more hors d'oeuvres. Have you tried? Is that what you do to stay svelte?
You know, as a makeup artist and a hairstylist, we rarely have time to just sit around, right?
Of course.
So I'm used to eating on my feet. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to really sit down and enjoy a meal. For me, food is just to live.
Right.
Right? There are people who live to eat, and I'm just eating to live.
Right.
So I don't get the same kind of enjoyment and comfort from food that mm-hmm. most people do, and I don't think I ever have. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, oh, am I hungry? Yeah, I need something to eat.
Sure.
Grab a Big Bite.
What's your go-to like at a craft services? Like nuts or fruit or like—
Nuts or fruit. Anything I can throw in my pocket, because how many times do you have a chance to just sit there and enjoy the whole thing right at once?
And actually, nuts and fruit would be very hardy in a pocket. Like, they're not going to really get that fucked up.
Yeah.
Chips are going to get busted immediately.
Right.
Plus, they don't even
bag.
Seem to last that long. You eat it and you're going to be hungry later because there's no sustenance.
And your breath's not going to be, you know.
Right.
You got to worry about all those things.
Yeah.
But if I'm starving and I'm standing up and there are hors d'oeuvres being passed, I'm not afraid to grab several.
Yeah. You're
you
know? Not. Huh?
Can you just leave that here?
Uh-huh.
Sure. I'm hungry.
What and these are for me. Do you like?
I like anything that's cheese or cracker.
Yeah.
Yeah. A spread. Mm. A good spread. Like one of my favorite things to eat. I don't know if this is even an hors d'oeuvre. I guess it could be. Mm. That Hawaiian bread and spinach dip.
Oh, like a King's Hawaiian?
Huh.
Oh, that's so good.
It's so good. Mm-hmm. I could eat it with the watercress.
Uh-huh.
With water chestnut. I don't know what they call it. It's the same thing to me.
Like a lettuce.
No, it's like a white.
Oh, a water chestnut.
Water chestnut.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah.
I guess watercress is a lettuce, isn't it?
I guess. Some sort of field green.
I don't know. But whatever they put in that spinach dip mixed with a... That's it. That's it for me.
Do you cut the crust off of your bread or do you just eat it regular?
I eat everything.
You eat everything?
Every single thing.
Do you make your own bread?
No, I've never done that.
Candace Cane makes her own bread.
See, I don't have that kind of... I don't have bread time.
I don't either.
I don't have bread time. I don't have bread patience.
Do you like corn?
I do.
Yeah.
In all its forms.
Yes. That's
in all its forms.
Popcorn.
Popcorn.
Oh my God.
Cream.
I will go to the movies just to eat popcorn. I don't care what the movie is.
Have you been to this theater? I think it's at Century City.
Okay.
But they have popcorn mixed with Oreos.
I've heard of people doing that. Yeah.
It's danger.
Really?
It's so
you'll fuck it up.
Damn good.
Yeah.
It's so damn good.
Do you eat candy at the movies or do you bring your own? Or do
my
you buy...
favorite thing in the whole world is Twizzlers.
Oh,
I
yeah.
love Twizzlers. I'm not a Red Vine girl. I'm a Twizzler girl.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever bite the ends off and use it as a straw?
I used to when I was a kid. Have you done it as an adult?
Yeah, of course.
I don't like the texture.
What do you think I eat for breakfast? Hello. It's vegan. Hello.
Yeah, the texture throws me off now as an
really?
Adult. Have you ever had like a Nutter Butter or a... With a fluffernutter?
Have you ever had nut in your butt?
Maybe once or twice.
Right. Three times a lady.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No, I don't like it.
But you like a Nutter Butter.
I do like a Nutter Butter or a fluffernutter. I think they're
the
different.
Hell's that?
Nutter Butter is like a cookie with peanut butter.
Uh-huh.
Fluffernutter is the marshmallow with peanut butter, the marshmallow spread.
Then what's a turducken?
Hmm.
You ain't getting near that.
Ah! That's a turducken.
I fucking hate you.
That's a turducken.
That is the turducken. Mm-hmm. That's the turducken.
It's a turducken in the woods.
Wait, we're supposed to be reading letters. What the fuck? Okay, let's see another. See, this is what happens.
You see, but the thing is, if you had the letter opener, you would have stayed on top.
This is what happens when my friends come here. Like, honestly, I forget that we're supposed to be making a show. You know what I mean? This is your fault.
I mean, this is the show.
When are we doing brunch again together, by the way?
I will... Call Jules immediately.
Yeah.
You know, I'm getting ready to leave. I'm going on tour in less than 2 weeks and I'm going to be gone for 2 months. But Jules has been always so nice to me. I'll be back by November.
That'll be perfect.
We'll be doing
nice
it in November.
Cool. It'll be nice and cool.
Yeah.
We'll be away from Halloween. We won't have to do Halloween numbers or Christmas numbers. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
Do you do the Halloween thing?
Oh.
You do
it. It's my favorite.
Really?
Halloween. I come alive. I come alive about just when Starbucks starts to introduce the
pumpkin spice.
The pumpkin spice. So, I don't know, the 15th of August or so. And then I'm alive until about the end of February. And then I just collapse.
Yeah?
Yeah, I can't do it. Spring and summer is not for me. I think the colors are beautiful. I love the colors, but it's not for me. But the holidays, you know, Mariah is melting in her ice right now.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
She's coming. Yeah. She's coming. And she's coming fierce. But yeah, I love Halloween. I love pumpkins. I love Christmas stockings. I like giving people little tiny gifts, big gifts, singing songs.
What's a big gift?
What's a big, you know what a big gift is. Uh-huh.
Turducken.
A turducken. Show them the turducken.
That's a turducken.
There it is.
Is that that's a Tom's.
That's a Tom. Bob was, no, not Bob. Thorgy was here.
Mm-hmm.
And Thorgy said, those shoes are disgusting. And I was like, what's wrong with them? Like, you buy a pair, they give a pair.
Yeah.
And she said, no, those shoes are gross. And I know they fucking stink. Take them off and let me smell them. And I was like, they don't stink. She's like, if they don't stink, fucking take them off and let me smell them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what if they do? She goes, then I'll be right. But I've smelled a stinky foot before. And I contend that because I have so many pairs of them, like, I'll wear them and I'm like, I think I need to throw this away now. They're not that expensive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And plus, I mean, I really do think they're made of fucking cardboard. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Girl, when it was raining and I was walking in them, I think I'm ripping these. I think this is like literally like a Kotex and then like just strings.
Yeah.
There's nothing to this.
I love Tom's. I worked with Tom's sister.
Okay.
She's Aviator Nation.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love every pair of them.
Yeah.
I wear them all. Actually, they are built like a brick shit house. If you ever wanted a Tom, you should know that they're the best quality shoe you're going to find, especially for the value. You're not going to get a deal. What you're going to get is a value. It's supportive. It's easy to wear. You can wear it in a formal setting. You can wear it very casually. You can find something super decorated or something super simple. Check out Tom's at your local retailer. Our next letter is Dear Delta and Spooky Guest.
Spooky guest.
Decided you were spooky.
I am spooky.
Have you heard of Halloween trees? They're like Christmas trees, but Halloween, instead of ornaments that inspire Christmas and joy, people are adding ghouls and witches. Did you plan on having a Halloween tree this year? If so, what are you adding to your tree? Where will this tree live now that you have a bigger space? Any gifts under the tree? Yours, very Vito. I have friends that have trees up all year round. They love it. They decorate them for the season. Psychedella is one of those people. She keeps a tree up and it's like the Memorial Day tree, the 4th of July Day tree, the Easter tree.
She does that
tree.
With wigs too.
She does it with, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She does that. She has way too much.
Too much.
Psychedella, we did brunch together. Psychedella brought 8 wigs.
We are only doing 3 numbers.
Yeah, and it's a different seating, and then you're repeating the same numbers
again
for a different crowd because yep. they're entirely different. Like the other people have left the building. This bitch had 8 wigs, and each wig was stacked.
Yeah,
so it was 2 wigs,
a double wig,
16 wigs.
Yeah, double wig, and she does them.
Yeah,
like as she puts them on, she does them. She's not one of those girls that just
right.
places and goes.
She zhuzhes as she goes, and then she also has all the earrings that are like this big.
Yeah. Yep. And all the, yep, she loves to pull out her jewelry. She loves to pull out her jewelry.
Yeah.
And I didn't know, I'm glad you said that because I thought it was just me that she liked to pull them out around.
No, she does it.
Oh, no.
She likes to pull it out for herself.
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
She does.
She pull anything else out?
Yeah, she pulls it all out. The trees, no, I like to save my Christmas tree for Christmas time.
Yeah.
And, you know, for years I have had half tree. Do you know what that is?
No.
So it's a tree that looks like a full Christmas tree, but when you walk down the hallway, you look, it's flush with the wall.
What?
So because I always lived in such a small apartment.
Safe space.
Yeah. It looks real.
Yeah.
Like it looks like a full thing, but then you're like, wait a minute, is this an optical illusion? So it sets up.
I've never seen that.
Like a block of cheese like that. And then the wall is here. So now I have a bigger space. Now I'm going to need a full tree. Plus now I have vaulted ceilings.
Where do you
ceilings.
Get 2 halves?
Well, I'm going to keep this one, and I think I'm going to put it on the porch, the little one. It's not little. It's big. It's 6 feet. But I want like an 8-foot tree, I think, this year.
Do you do real or synthetic?
Synthetic.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, synthetic. The reason being, Psychedella, of all people, used to work at this place in Lakewood called The Hop. And it was like an event space. So she knew how to like do flower decorations and all those things. Like a typical gay, but she went like over the top.
Yeah.
And she always told me, always have a fake tree because you can bend, you can zip tie, you can rip, you can do all of that stuff. She used to get, these trees were so big, she would get full-size teddy bears and shove them into the tree and like bend the wires around them so that they look like they were coming out. And Yeah. So I learned that from her, how to like manipulate that stuff. You know, you were saying earlier about when we were talking about cheating for camera, you learn from everyone, especially a fucking queen.
Yeah.
And that's what you have like from being on the show, especially, I think, is a heightened awareness of like, what do we need to do to sell this on camera?
Yeah.
But then when you're in person, you're like, that camera reads differently than that in person performance.
Yeah, if I turn to the side, there's 18 chip clips back here.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I learned that from this because during the pandemic, I would always go live.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had my ring light and I would put it up here and I would put my camera in and I would push my camera down and I'd be like, hi, everyone. And then when we started doing this, the camera was at a normal level. And so now I'm like, hi, everyone. Like that. And I'm like, oh, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was going to look, you know what I mean? So now
you know
I just,
what? You can't be mad at yourself for doing it so well that even you believed it.
Right. I did. That's, I did believe it.
That's the fantasy.
I did believe it.
Yeah.
And then I had to like wait for about like, you know, 4 or 5 months of people watching and they were like, did this bitch gain weight? Or like, what's going on with this camera? Like, she doesn't look as face-tuned. Because, you know, I like to get, if my phone is here, I like to, like, you're supposed to face-tune like that, right?
Yeah.
Right. I do this, and then I'll take this, and I'll, like, do
pots
like
and pans.
This on Swiffer. The face-tune. I pay so much money for my filters. I'm telling you, when I do my cameos, 3 filters for my cameos. Thorgy, again, was like, you're doing too much, and I'm like, baby, they deserve it. They deserve to see me smooth.
Did you ever try to lay your phone down and then take that Swiffer you bought and...
That is not a bad idea. I have laid my phone down and then squatted over it and tried just to see, like, what are the tricks seeing? You know what I mean? And I was like, oh, no. That is not
so
good.
Everyone has to start being lowered in from above?
They just see, like, a prune, and then they see, like, these chins that look like pieces of cake. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
You just write letters to people on all that
you
stuff.
Can. Yeah. You can.
Give them something to really, give them something to do.
Right. Or if you're really strong, say, I think you could do this. You don't even need to use anything to hang on to. You can just squat all the way down and go, and you can just seal it. You can seal it with a kiss, right? Thank you for being here.
I love you so much.
This is fucking ridiculous.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Why are we ridiculous?
You're ridiculous. We're just along for the ride.
Right. No, you're ridiculously beautiful. Thank you. Stunning. Goddess.
I
look at you as like a supermodel. I look at you as like a strong woman. I look at you as just wise.
I think I'm just the embodiment of all the women that I really looked up to as a kid.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I was so lucky for MTV and being able to see those women that really just captivated every single thing about me.
Yeah.
You know, I love strong women.
I think that too. Like, I always feel like we are definitely, I think just because of our age as well, like we witnessed so much without the internet.
Yeah.
And I'm not knocking people for being born and having to have the internet.
Yeah.
But we're able to see it on the internet as well. But we had all of our references had to come from elder gays saying, watch this movie.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Or you would just hear conversations and you're like, what are they talking about?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Oh, I would figure it out.
Yeah.
Do you remember being a kid with the phone book?
Oh, my God.
And
yeah.
looking up, I used to look up gay. And then I would find where, I mean, I had to have been 11 years old and looking up the word gay and then finding where the gay establishments were in the phone book. And then I actually had to like, I didn't have GPS. So I actually had to look at the address, look on a map, figure out where it was, go there. And I would sit in the parking lot until I saw another person gay. And then I would run, flee. I would flee.
Right.
Yeah.
You're supposed to go home right now.
I'm going home.
Thank you all so much for listening and watching Very Delta. A special hello to everyone on YouTube. Please subscribe to Mom Podcast so you don't miss an episode. Also search for Very Delta on your podcast apps where we come out every Monday as well as here on the Mom Podcast YouTube channel. And don't forget to subscribe to the Mom Plus of your choice for even more Very Delta. You can send all of your questions to readmedelta@gmail.com and you can follow me on Instagram @DeltaWork. Where can people find you on social media?
@CallHer6 across all platforms.
CallHer6.
CallHer and the number 6.
Speaking of psychedelia, a minute ago, we were both like tagging you and that when we did brunch. And I was like, it's They Call Her 6. They Call Her 6. And we were like looking it up, talking on the phone. And she's like, bitch, it's not that. And finally, we had to like, I don't even know how we figured it out. I think we called Jules.
Can
Jules
I tell you the reason why it's not They Call Her 6 anymore? Somebody stole the name bought the website and then tried to hold it ransom and make me purchase the website from them. So I dropped the they, bought Call Her Six, and said...
So it was at one point.
Yeah.
It was. Okay, it was. So I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
No. Just old.
I mean, you're still crazy.
But right.
Yeah, things have
but
changed.
But I'm right.
You are right.
Thank
you're
you.
Always right. When are you wrong?
Thank you. I love that. You can also follow the show on Instagram and TikTok at Very Delta, because if you're not, you're really only getting half the Delta. Join me next week right here. And until then, keep things Very Delta.
This episode of Very Delta was brought to you by Orange Diamond, the official emoji of the Very Delta show.
To listen to Very Delta one day early and ad-free, sign up for Mom Plus at mompodcasts.plus. Very Delta is produced by Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom. Hosted by Delta Work and produced by Mark Jacobs. Engineered by Margo Padilla and editing by Doug Robertson. Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Big Dipper, and Joe Cilio.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.